I've been so inspired today by so many things that I've heard, and I've wondered, will my presentation synergize with everything that's going on here today? And I'm so delighted that I believe it will. But I thought that after lunch that maybe I'd just start us off with the scripture to keep us sort of grounded in some of the things that we're going to be talking about here. Luke 4:6, and he said to me, "To you I will give all this power and authority and their glory." And in the Amplified it says, "All their magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, and grace. For it has been turned over to me, and I will give it to whomsoever I will." And I believe the mandate from Jesus Christ and going into excellence, basically, he's saying all that I am is excellent. And I live in your heart. So therefore, you have the power to become excellent. The big question is do we believe it or not? And while we appreciate everything, every dot and tittle that is done for us through the home office, unless the sound coming out of the speakers is excellent, we'll never obtain the goal that we want to. So I'm not trying to say what I'm trying to say is more important, yet I'm trying to say what I'm about to say is more important. Vital to being able to do what we want to do here. So I took this little piece of the mission statement, and I think this is the one place we can all agree. We want to inspire people to live passionately for Jesus Christ, right? It is what is coming out of the speakers that accomplish our mission. Nothing more, nothing less. The tools that fulfill our mission. Our music presentation, the songs we play, the priority that we play those songs in, our words, the content between the songs, our talent. Do our listeners relate with us on an emotional level? We talk about a new day, whether there's a K-Love in the picture or not, or a competitor in your market. The person, the radio station, the brand that connects on an emotional level wins. Our imaging, our branding, who do we say we are? More importantly, who do they say we are? The vision, our goal, to be so good that K-Love wishes they were us. I think, Brian, you alluded to it earlier when I first heard that sentence. I was like, okay, I'm going to chew on that. Knowing of K-Love within our industry and all that they've been able to accomplish, how could we as PAR possibly obtain that goal? How would we accomplish this giant goal? Simple. Our programming. If we provide consistent, relevant, innovative, compelling, inspiring programming, excellence coming out of the speakers, we win. If that content is generated on a local level to the community that you serve, you win even more. There are places they can't go that we can. So I would like to take that phrase of the goal and say it this way. What will cause a Christian radio listener to choose your radio station over K-Love? What is coming out of the speakers of your radio station? Is it compelling? Is it inspiring? Is it connective? Think about the prayer service we had this morning as Jerry was opening us up and Brian's pastor was here in the devotion. We went around the room. We were talking about real life issues, real things happening in our life, concerns of parents, concerns of economics, concerns of jobs. This is what your listener is thinking about every day. Are we supplying the inspiration, innovation that they need to walk out their faith through their relationship with us? Let's use Starbucks as the example. I thought that was amazing because Barry went out this morning for a cup of Starbucks coffee. So that was perfect. Perfect cup of coffee. Starbucks history has shown they have placed a huge emphasis on product quality. Their coffee, even if priced slightly more expensive than expected, is notorious for satisfying customers, which is rich, delicious taste and aroma. Think about how many coffees are in the world. Here's Barry this morning, who had every option of free coffee, no thank you, to his car and went in to a Starbucks and purchased a coffee.
Amen.
There must have been something about that brand that compelled him to walk past all the other brands, even what was offered for free, to go pay for a cup of coffee from a certain place. The question would be, what if Starbucks coffee sucked? I'm sorry, Mrs. Baker, I didn't know. I didn't know you were going to be here. But I really, really needed to make this point. But seriously, if you go to a restaurant, right, and the service was awful, and the food was cold, and the waitress didn't treat you right.
It sounds like you've been to Mac.
Yeah. Then you get back in your car and you say to your wife, well, what do you think? I think it sucked, is what she's basically going to say. Now, think about that in the context of your radio station. Mm. What if our radio station sucked? We'll kind of move on from there. What if Starbucks tasted like every other brand of coffee on the planet? What if there was no reason for Barry to keep walking because the coffee that was here was sufficient? There was nothing special about their coffee as opposed to the coffee he could have had absolutely free. But the taste, the aroma, the memory of that experience drove him to go get the cup of coffee. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
This probably fits in somehow. It was a Facebook post from Jerry Grimes this morning that motivated me when he said, the hotel coffee sucks.
Word of mouth.
Out in the cold, scraped off the window.
Word of mouth. Okay, everybody good so far? When you talk about the Starbucks venue, there's Dunkin' Donuts. There's all these other different coffee shops and nuances of it. Or somebody that observed a K-Love model and tried to emulate it. That's the important thing that I'm trying to stress to everyone here about PAR. If all we ever did was listen to what K-Love did and emulated that, what is our brand? What makes you walk past that to us? That's what I want to deal with.
I think the other point is, even if you were as good as K-Love, that's still not really where we're headed. We have to be better than K-Love.
I guess when you put that picture up, this might come, Frank, you got 45 minutes on. We're just going to.
Sure, please.
This is powerful for me because I'm thinking, let's consider those different brands on that shelf, radio stations. let's consider it PAR, K-Love, Victory FM, other apps you can get, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes. That's the radio shelf.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's good. I'm glad you got it. That's
overwhelming to me.
And that's the truth. That's the world we live in. And we have to. And word of mouth, by the way, what Barry said is very powerful, because Barry never gave the coffee of the hotel the time of day. He believed by a credible friend through Facebook the coffee here sucked and never even sipped it to find out if that was true or not. But he knew a place where there was a consistent, good, hot, delicious cup of coffee in an atmosphere he feels comfortable in. That's what we want to create in our radio stations. That's what brings us to where we need to go. Excellent equals a consistent, unique brand your listeners crave and will want to consume over and over again. So what's coming out of the speakers, guys? Nothing more, nothing less. So, what are the challenges to have excellence coming out of the speakers, not just during the morning show, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, 24/7? How do we get there? And what can stop us? I've got the reasons right here. Not living in your listeners' world and living in ours. Our motto, we care about it, and therefore, so should you. And that's how we run most of our radio stations. That is really how radio has evolved over time, and how even mainstream radio has responded to the things that are coming in around them. There's the board, there's our world, there's what we see every morning. And we're talking about these things because we're talking about it. We put a value that what we're saying is important to her. But is it? The top three things that take the focus off your listener. Number one, the radio bubble. Guys, you are ruined. Totally ruined. Because you no longer live a real life. You're in radio. And you are in the radio bubble. And if you pay attention to what's going on in your office and what your receptionist thinks of this song and all the different mumbo jumbo opinions when everybody gets together and says, that's a great idea, let's do that. You better hope that that focus is on your listener and not the radio bubble. We'll touch on that a little bit more. Number two, the concert promoter. Oh my gosh, I'm glad a couple of people talked about that a little bit, because I was real nervous about having to bring this up today, but I think that you will see where I'm going with this. Next would be the record label promoter. If we do not tackle those three things, as hairy and audacious any goal is, we cannot get there, because it is self-defeating. You don't have to be beat by K-Love. You beat yourself in your own four walls. The concert promoter, a.k.a. butts in the seats.
Didn't use
that damn phrase. Me after a few cups of coffee, I don't
know. Now, concert promoters got their own ministry and are good people. This is not to slander or put them in a bad light. Many of us have great relationships with concert promoters. But I want you to see, they're not focused on your listeners. They're focused on your listeners' butts. And they want them in the seats.
Mrs. Baker, you okay? Okay, all right.
Mrs. Baker, I could not apologize enough.
I okay.
Okay. Sorry you said that.
Here's the listener fact after you find out Dalai Lama is going to come to town. And first of all, I'm going to ask you this question. If you didn't get a table, if you didn't get stage presence, if you didn't get to go backstage and meet the artist and take pictures and put it on the website, and if you had to pay for that ticket to go sit in the concert and literally watch it and not promote your radio station, would you care? Well, think about Kelly, Mary, Martha, whatever you call her. Here's the facts. 4% of your listeners will ever attend a concert you promote. Only 2% of your listeners will ever try to win concert tickets from your radio station. They rang off the hook in the radio bubble. Share-a-thon, 10 phones ring, everybody loves us. Nobody's ringing. Oh, it's all over. Everybody needs a radio station. The radio bubble. Only 1% of your listeners will ever call your radio station, period. That's the facts. Put that into the perspective of butts in the seats. Are concerts good? Of course they are. This is about putting your focus on the needs of your listener, not the promoter. 96% simply do not have the time, money, babysitter, or care. I'm sorry. The radio bubble says I care, so everyone else must care too. Concerts are an amazing tool for our ministries. Come on. I mean, we have been blessed by the stories and the ability to partner with promoters. So I'm not trying to say that this is a bad thing. I'm looking at scales. I'm looking at measures. And I'm looking at focusing on an emotional relationship with her, who your core listener is, and their life, as opposed to this concert. Concerts are also a chance to deepen the connection between the station and the listener and deepen the connection to the artists we play. The 4% that attend those concerts tend to be the people that are 80% of our donors. That's the truth. So you do get to go kiss the babies, eye-to-eye contact, formulate relationship through concerts. They are a great vehicle for fundraising and connection with that upper people that actually do donate to our radio station. But the truth is 96% of your listeners aren't there. And so when you're on the air and they're saying, the concert, the contest, the contest coming up, and they're like, my life is falling apart. I think I'm going to lose my job. The concert, the contest. My dad's just been diagnosed with cancer. The concert. You get it? If we're not dealing with their life and helping them walk out their faith, we have underwriting spots. We have promos. We have websites. We have plenty of ways to talk about the concert. Life doesn't cease and end because Casting Crowns is coming to town. Nor does it invade our Facebook page for the next 6 weeks. If we're focused on our listener. Okay, so question here is, 96% of your listeners don't attend concerts. How much time and energy should we be using on concerts and events? It's all about priority. Next, our friend, the record label promoter. What does the record promoter want from your radio station? He or she has the job of convincing you that your listeners don't know what they want to hear, and for that matter, neither do you. It is their job to tell you what your listener really wants and needs is new music from fill in the blank. And if you play it, We'll give you this, we'll give you that, we'll send you to here, we'll send you there. Anybody, a music director in the room or has dealt with record promoters, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Their job is to pressure you into doing something that you may not want to do. They're telemarketers. Many great people, but they are telemarketers. Here's the facts. The number one reason people love your radio station is familiar music that they know and love. And the inspiration it provides. Mission. The number one reason people tune away from your radio station is because you're not playing a familiar song they know and love. More than underwriting stop sets, will a new unfamiliar song they don't know and love make them leave? More than DJ chatter, more than dead air. If you play stiffs, and if you don't introduce your new music with a strategy that allows you to play familiar songs they know and love, they're gone. And if K-Love's in your market, and they're playing a familiar song they know and love, we can't reach our goals. That's why I'm telling you what's coming out of the speakers is imperative. As a listener-supported radio ministry, why would we not play their favorite music? And why would we not talk about the things they deeply care about? The answer is somewhere in the radio bubble. We can't do that because, I don't know.
Somebody on staff is tired of the song.
Yeah.
Playing it too much.
The receptionist is complaining about it. I went to Walmart the other day and this woman stopped me and she knows I work here. And she told me, you guys just play the same songs over and over and over and over again. When are you going to play something new? Guess what? PPM shows that people listen to your radio station 10 minutes at a time. If you are blessed and so lucky, they will listen to them to you twice, 10 minutes, 20 minutes a day. The person complaining about your radio station is trying to consume it 6-7 hours a day. Radio stations are not designed to do that. And if you cater to them, you will never grow your queue. Mm. Ever. You will have a small time spent listening loyal audience, which are your supporters anyway, but you will never grow your radio station to impact people with the gospel the way you want to. Okay. So you ready for the plan? Meet Chuck Finney. Barry started working with Chuck about a year and a half ago.
Or longer.
In 2012, we've done a lot of work with him. Here's the benefit of an outside consultant. Here's why I don't subscribe to me only doing this by myself for PAR and having somebody outwardly helping to facilitate this. An outside consultant gives us a set of ears outside the radio bubble and provides us with personal accountability. Most of the people in PAR are like me. You're the general manager, you're the program director, and you're doing the morning show. So I go on as the morning show host, and I do a brutal, idiotic, crazy break. Am I supposed to pull myself into my office and reprimand me for doing a bad job? No. So the outside accountability really helps. And one of the ways that we become better than K-Love is trying to emulate some of the things that they've done. They actually have morning show people where their second job is live a life. So you actually have something to talk about when you show up. If you're spending 15 hours a day at your radio station, what do you, well, I just want you to know we soldered those wires successfully yesterday. Think about it. They're not living in that world. They're living a regular life. They've got a regular job, which in most cases isn't faith-based. They're going into a hostile, non-Christian environment. And when they get in their car and turn on the key, they're looking for, where do I belong? And that's what we have to give them. So there's Chuck. Finney Media and PAR stations. The areas of focus include programming, leadership, mentoring, helping you and your programming leaders with organization and time management. That's what we're talking about. And working and coaching with somebody like Daniel, who's there in the morning doing a morning show. That hat's done, here comes this hat. That hat's done, here comes this hat. We have to prioritize our time to the most important things. And there's nothing more important than the prep and execution of your show, because that's what's coming out of the speakers. And when you talk about being a brand, why would you go have a steak at Outback Steakhouse? Probably not their steak as much as their blooming onion. We are the blooming onion that surrounds the steak. That's what makes PAR a unique brand. That's what makes people go to Outback Steakhouse and eat their steak instead of wherever you go and eat steak. Okay. Music testing, implementation of music research, music libraries for the station throughout the group, ratings, analysts, and advice. This is going to be huge for us, because even if I told you, Mike Perry, you have a 45,000 QM, that does nothing for you if I can't tell you that half your audience is tuning away at 7:35. If we know that people are tuning away at 7:35, we can look at what's happening there and make an adjustment on your radio station so that your QM begins to build in those hours. Here's another thing in the radio bubble. Sacred cows. Why do you still play that? Well, we've been playing that for years. And again, it seems that Walmart is our consultant, because I just love when you, the woman at Walmart. Is that reality? Maybe not. Maybe it is. But maybe it's a sacred cow. Okay. On-air formatics and clocks. Working with me to help your team design and implement strategic formatics. Recording, imaging. What are you doing between the songs? What do your sweepers sound like? What are your promos? Emotional connectivity. That will be two words you will hear from me until you're like, here comes Frankie, let's get out of here. He's going to say emotional connectivity. We've already started with a lot of stations, but this is really where we're going to map 2013 and what it's going to look like. WCQR, two coaching sessions with Beth. You guys have already started with that.
Per month, right?
Yes, per month. Spirit FM, two coaching calls with Beth, and of course we're going to start with Michael and kind of branch that out as you feel that there's good retention of information. PER, and then I will be working directly with Joy FM, Walk FM, WJYW. We're going to need, and what I do is every time I have a coaching session with Garrett and Happy, I don't let Chuck just coach them. I literally go in, record those things, and I sit in the session. Pay it forward. You need the key programming personnel at your radio station to be a part of the morning show coaching sessions so that you can learn and let the information become alive to you so that you can pass it on to your midday person, so that you can pass it on to your afternoon person, so that it becomes what you're talking, living every step of the way. Our dollars will go a lot further as the key people from your radio stations learn, and I will be able to deal with them directly to help coach all the other people on the team. I am going to begin to do quarterly visits, and we're talking about doing company-wide webinars where we can go through a lot of the different basics and stuff. But we were talking about even in with Brian coming as opposed to showing things. believe FaceTime is huge. So I will be making trips and sitting down with you, Dan, on a quarterly basis, talking about your radio station, your needs, and formulating a plan that is custom fit to you. Same thing for you, Jeremy. Same thing for you, Daniel. Everybody from our four stations, because those markets are easy to obtain and easier to get a jump here in 2013, there will be spring RRC ratings, fall RRC ratings, but here's the key to that, that hourly, daily analyst for your strengths and your weaknesses. That's going to be a huge piece of the puzzle. Having that kind of vague number is nice when you can say, okay, we're seventh in the market, 12 plus. That's nice information to know, but it does not give you workable things that you can look at your radio station and start to make the adjustments for higher QM and more time spent listening. That's what I want to help you to do. Okay, PAR music testing, annual music test. The wonderful thing about not only the music testing is Chuck will actually come in and help you implement the results into your clocks so that you are quickly reflecting what your listeners said they want most on your radio station. It'll be there. Every radio station will receive copies of the music test converged so that you could look at those results and use those results on your radio station. Okay. Lastly would be the power of self-assessment. Man, I remember going into radio, and of course, you know, you were talking about talent and how hard it is to cultivate that new talent. Man, I remember getting into radio, like, first of all, like when they handed me a paycheck, I was like, oh my gosh, they just paid me to do this. And I remember having my cassette deck there, and you would actually do your show. You would not do a break unless you had the pause button down and then you let it go and you did your break. And after my show, I couldn't wait to go home and listen to myself. I know that sounds very narcissistic, but that is such a huge part of loving radio, because you want to hear, did what I say or what I think I said, did I say that when I hear it later? And it's really funny how a lot of the breaks you thought nailed it, and you listen to that back and you're like, oh no. And then some of the things that you thought were maybe passe really turned out to be a lot better than what you thought. So we're going to ask all air talent outside of coaching sessions to conduct one self-imposed air check per week. There's software to do that, by the way, if that's going to be a problem. We want to share that via email with their thoughts. I'd like to see a copy of that. I'd like that to be for the programming leader at the radio station to make sure that they have that so that we can assess what to do sort of next about that. It may be a note of encouragement that they're on the right track. It may be bah, 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 one, two, three little tips. It may be a phone call. We're going to have to do that because everybody's an individual and everybody is coached and learned, will learn things in different ways. Sometimes they will learn a whole lot better from you. Sometimes you'll need to let me help them and I'll be able to kind of break down a little barrier and get the show on the road for you. Okay, so the air talent will be email a response and instructions back about their air checks and advice to improve. If needed, the call session. PAR excellence in 2013 to be as good as K-Love wishes they were us. How? Get Christian radio listeners to choose your PAR radio station over K-Love. They can't thrive in that atmosphere. If people are not choosing to listen to them, they can't thrive there. They can thrive in 43 states, but they cannot thrive where people are not choosing them. This is about a choice, black and white. Are they choosing you, them, or someone else? How? It's what's coming out of the speakers that accomplishes our mission. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's roll. Please provide me with the information of your key programming personnel. I have the roster. I will email this presentation to you. And if you don't have my information, here it is right there on the screen, complete with my cell phone number, email address, and my office number. Thank you for your time.